Welcome to The Kitchen Table, a show dedicated to helping you escape diet culture, gain trust with food, honor your body, and live a brighter life. Hello, hello, and welcome back to The Kitchen Table. I'm so glad you're here. I'm your host, Alicia Brown, an anti-diet registered dietitian nutritionist. Have you ever felt tempted by food? Have you ever felt like it was calling your name? Like it was over there, you were like looking at it, like you were looking at the piece of pie or the piece of cake or that chocolatey dessert or whatever you really wanted, or you saw it at the grocery store, or you saw somebody else eating it, or you saw it on Instagram, and you're like, ooh, I want that. I'm tempted by it, but I know I shouldn't have it. I'm not gonna have the thing. But I'm definitely tempted by it. I know that desire is there, but I'm not offering myself permission to have the thing. Or do you feel like you're so tempted by food that you don't even want it in the house, that you're feeling like, ooh, I would love to make Christmas cookies, but I'm too tempted by the cookie dough if I put it in my fridge. Like, this is a thing that we experience all the time that not a lot of people talk about. We say it, and we say it even in a joking way of like, oh, I'm so tempted by chocolate, or I can't have X food, X, you know, quote unquote bad food in the house because I'm just too tempted by it to have it around. And what we're really saying there is that we feel out of control being around this food. What we're really saying there is we're not allowing ourselves permission to have this thing for X number of food rules that we have. And so in this show today, I'm going to unpack all there is to know about feeling tempted by food and how we can relieve that tension to not have that temptation anymore so that we can really feel fine and at peace with all foods. So we could even have cookie dough in the fridge, so we could have ice cream in the freezer, or so we could have X holiday treat at a holiday party or stocked up in our pantry without feeling like constantly like it's calling our name, or feeling like we're constantly tempted by the food, or feeling like we might feel out of control around that food. And this conversation on temptation with food is brought to you as part of the Holiday Food Joy series. Ta-da! Yes, every Monday you can join me for the Holiday Food Joy series here on the show. We've been doing it for several weeks now, so you can go back into the archives and listen to all of the past episodes that we've done. As part of the Holiday Food Joy series, we talked about stopping the compensating game with food. We've talked about that awkward situation. Last week, we talked about this awkward situation where you're full, but somebody asks you to like eat more food during the holiday season. You don't want to be like the one to say no because you don't want to make them feel bad. We talked about that. We talked about numerous topics on the show. So go and explore those episodes as part of the Holiday Food Joy series. You'll see it on the title. But today we're talking about temptation and feeling tempted by food. Before I get into that though, I'd like to ask you to pull out your phone right now, and hit subscribe to this show. Yes, hit that subscribe button so you never miss a show here at The Kitchen Table. You'll find me here every Monday and Wednesday. Monday are my quick little short tips like this episode, and Thursdays you'll get longer form episodes with special guests. You might have heard Natalie on the show last week as we talked about our relationship with movement. If you haven't listened to that episode, oh my gosh, that's such a great episode. I love Natalie so much. It's really worth listening to if you're feeling kind of at war with your relationship with movement or exercise, or if you're needing permission to just take a rest right now in your life, go and listen to that episode. But definitely subscribe, rate, and share this episode. It helps me get this show into the ears of people that need to hear the anti-diet message. And also, if you ever wanted to watch the show as well, you can actually see all of like the crazy hand gestures that I do when I talk. Oh my gosh, it's ridiculous. I do like the most crazy like hand gestures. My eyebrows are going all over the place. I'm super animated. If you're curious about how crazy I look as I'm doing the show, you can also watch the show, every show, on YouTube. Just search Alicia Brown on YouTube and you're gonna get all of the Kitchen Table content. And you can actually feel like you're sitting with me here at the kitchen table. So if you're watching on YouTube, come to the kitchen table with me there and hit subscribe there as well. I just so appreciate it. It's my pride and joy, this podcast, and it's a joy being here with you throughout the holiday season as part of the Holiday Food Joy series. But without further ado, I would like to talk on this conversation about temptation. This conversation is dear to me because I've heard it my whole life. My mom is still, okay, like so tempted by chocolate. She's played all these games with chocolate. She talks about how horrible chocolate is, how she's not supposed to eat it, how she tries to ration herself chocolate. I mean, the craziest things I've heard on this topic of temptation that I feel it's so important to just talk about how we can heal our relationship with food so we don't have to feel tempted by food anymore. It's really important. And if we were to boil it all down, if we really talked about temptation and what it is, it's feeling like we want something, but we're not allowing ourselves permission to have it. Not just with food, but in life. Like, we want the thing, but there's something that's telling us, like, ooh, probably shouldn't or probably can't have it. At the root of that is fear. In the conversation about food, the reason why we're feeling fear with temptation is because we're fearing a couple of things, maybe, and maybe you can relate to this. Maybe we're fearing that we're doing a disservice to our bodies by having this pleasurable food. Maybe we're feeling like we're doing a disservice to our bodies. We are going to be unhealthy. We start looking all the way to the future and saying, like, oh, I'm going to be an unhealthy person if I do these things. If I eat that thing, I'm unhealthy. If I eat that thing, also another fear beyond being just unhealthy is feeling like we're gonna eat too much of that thing. But if I offer myself one, I'm gonna eat the whole bag. Or if I have just one of those, I'm gonna end up having 20. We're feeling like a little sense of feeling out of control, and of course, that's also a valid fear. Another fear that we might have by extension of that is weight gain. Oh, it's so deeply rooted in us. And I battle with this too, this intense fear of weight gain, which really is embedded in a deeper fear of, or in a deeper thought of fat phobia. And this is a fear of fat in general, which is very pervasive in our society. We fear weight gain, we fear fat. And we're worried that if we allow ourselves permission of that food, that we would just go out of control. We would eat so much of it, and then we would gain weight as a result, which then propels the thought of then being unhealthy. So at the surface of what we're seeing is temptation. Underneath that are the fears. And we can't talk about temptation unless we really talk about those fears and what those fears are rooted in. And those fears, honestly, everyone, they're rooted in fears that are taught to us by diet culture. These are all conditions that we have learned from messages in our society that tell us that we're not worthy of eating that thing, that we have to be a specific size, that we should be fearing fat, and that we should be healthy and do the healthy thing. The reality and the dissonance that comes in here is that we want that food still, right? Like, the reason why this temptation exists is because, like, pleasure and seeking pleasure with food is a thing that's not learned, but is innate. Like, you don't have to be taught to seek pleasure with food. You were born that way, right? So now we have this war and temptation between, like, the things that we've been taught by diet culture and society and your body's natural desire to want to eat pleasurable food. This is the war that we're facing. These deep fears and this innate desire. That, the two together, are what this temptation really is. So right now, as you're listening to the show, what's coming up for you as you're learning that? Like, what's coming up for you as you're thinking about this conversation of temptation? What's coming up for you? Is it fears about fat and weight gain? Because those are so valid. We've been taught these messages for a long time in our society to fear fat, to fear weight gain, to fear quote unquote bad foods. I get it. I've been there too. But also, what's coming up for you with, like, this innate desire to seek pleasure in food? Does that feel true to you? That, like, you haven't been taught to like good food. You've just liked food all your life. Can we accept that as well? Are we at this place of acceptance where these messages from diet culture are real and also this innate desire is real? We can hold both of those concepts at the same time. We're humans. We can do both of these things. We can feel this desire and we can know this thing, this truth about ourselves too. Knowing all of that, what's our next step? What is the answer? What is the answer? What do we need? What do we need from food? What is the answer to alleviating this tension, this feeling of temptation with food? How can we make this a situation where we can feel like we are letting our bodies lead, where we can feel confident in our bodies and are confident in relationship with food? Because to me, that's success. So to me, it's a success in kind of getting through this conversation about temptation is to lower the stakes and normalize the experience with food, to normalize the fact that everyone likes pleasurable food and everyone seeks pleasure in food, and that's okay. And you're worthy of seeking pleasure in food. If we know those things, we can maybe allow ourselves more of a permission to eat these foods. In order to allow ourselves permission to eat the foods that we found tempting, we have to first recognize all of the rules that have come in that prevent us from eating this food. So if you've considered a certain food, say it's sugar cookies. I'm making sugar cookies on Friday. I'm going to make little cookie cutouts. Stay tuned on my Instagram if you want to see them. I'm really excited about how they're going to turn out. That's a side note. Sugar cookies are going to be the food that we talk about that is the quote unquote temptation. We're feeling tempted by sugar cookies right now, which is a great example because so many of us fear sugar. And so that's maybe an excellent example. So if you are fearing the sugar cookies, before you allow yourself permission to eat that sugar cookie, which is scary, we first have to acknowledge any of the beliefs that we have that prevent us from the permission. So if we have to bust through myths about sugar and the feeling like sugar is bad or we can't have sugar, we have to address that. If we have to bust through myths of any flour or carbohydrate conversation and that comes up with sugars and flours, we have to bust through that. If we don't feel worthy of having desserts or of seeking pleasure with food in general, if this is you as well, there's a lot that we have to work through in order to allow ourselves to have that permission with food. But if we can allow ourselves that permission, even though we might eat more than we'd like, I mean, we've got years for a lot of us to make up for of not allowing ourselves permission to have this food. So if we can allow ourselves that permission, this can start to erode the temptation. Permission is going to erode the feelings of temptation. The more we can bust through the food rules and allow ourselves to have this food, to allow ourselves to have it in the fridge, to allow ourselves unconditional permission, that means like busting through all of the rules so that we can allow ourselves to have that food, the tension will decrease, the temptation will decrease, and normalizing that relationship with that food will become the thing. So that like if you go to a Christmas party and there's cookies there, there's no like temptation or struggle with having that internal dialogue that says like, I want it, but I can't have it, or I shouldn't have it, or because of these things, or fat phobia, you know, coming into the brain right now, or feelings of fatness, or feeling like we can't have the food. All of these conditions, right? All of these beliefs, all of these narratives that we've rehearsed for so long, we can start to reroute those once we allow ourselves the opportunity to sift through those beliefs, to recognize that so many of them are untrue, to finally allow ourselves that permission and to see that relationship with food neutralize and normalize, and with that, see the temptation cease as well. The holiday season is a great time of year to actually work on these things, right? So the way to really work on relieving feeling tempted by food is to have the food. That's the only way, I promise you. The only way to do that, though, is to recognize all of the fears that we're having underneath that temptation, recognize all of the rules, all the conditions that we've placed on food that don't allow ourselves that permission, and to finally then allow ourselves that permission to have the food, eat the food, enjoy the food, enjoy that sugar cookie, and then allow yourself the opportunity to move on. See if that helps you heal your relationship with that food. I know diet culture is going to say, limit your intake, practice moderation, only have one, eat more fruits and vegetables instead. You know what? That doesn't work. That only perpetuates the problem, perpetuates the temptation. I promise you that allowing yourself that permission, if you're able to, or if you're allowing yourself maybe not even the permission, but the thought of permission right now, that can be the gateway to relieving the anxiety, the tension, the frustration, and most of all, the temptation with food, so that the food just becomes the food. So that my mom no longer has to feel tempted by chocolate, but chocolate can be there. And it goes from the situation of being like, oh my God, there's ice cream in the fridge. I should tell myself no. Once we tell ourselves yes, we have that ice cream, you will be so amazed that like weeks go by and you're like, oh my God, I totally forgot. There's ice cream in the fridge. That sounds really good to me right now. I'm going to have some ice cream. It comes from becoming like a situation where there's a lot of anxiety to a situation where it's like, oh, this is pleasurable and fun. And I can choose and I can have that confidence and authority of saying like, I want this food right now. This sounds really good. That's a normal relationship with food. And that's what you can have when you heal your relationship with food. That's all I got for you today. You don't have to deal with temptation and tempting foods any longer. I have the solution for you. Da da da! And there it is. If you have any questions about this, just send me a DM on Instagram. You can find me at aliciabrown.rdn on Instagram. Side note, if you want to work with me on this, if you're feeling actually like really alone in your experience right now, if you're feeling really alone, feeling at war with food and feeling at war of how you're feeling in your body, I am taking on 2 more clients. I am keeping my schedule light. I am working on a lot of things for the new year, but I know that this time of year can be really hard for individuals, especially really hard in food-related situations. It can be a hard time. I mean, 2020 has just been a hard year in general, but it's bringing up a lot of food and body stuff, which can be really heightened or exacerbated during the holiday season. And I want to be here for those that really want to receive work or really want to deepen their relationships with food in their bodies and heal their relationships with food in their bodies during this time. So if you're feeling really alone and feeling like you need support and to feeling like you can feel confident in your body and in your food choices again, I want to be there to help you through that. And so you can go to my website. You can find it in the show notes, www.nutritionwithalicia.com. Click on the Work With Me tab, fill out that application, and I will get back to you within 24 hours. We'll set up a call. I'll get to learn more about you and see if you're a good fit for the services, for the program that I have to offer. It's a 3-month intuitive eating intensive. If you're feeling called, if you're feeling it's time like right now to get after this, or if you're looking for like a sign from the universe saying like, now is the right time, here is your sign. I'm looking for just 2 people that really want to deepen their relationships with food in their bodies. And so I'm so ready for it. Contact me, fill out that application. We'll get in touch. And also just a quick reminder, rate, subscribe, and share this episode. If it was ever useful for you, join me with a guest this Thursday and come back for another Holiday Food Joy series episode on the pod next Monday. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you back at the kitchen table on Thursday. Take care now.